שאלה ראשונה.
First question.
The first question.
שאלה ראשונה.
First question. What does it mean, darkness in spirituality? What is darkness in the spiritual sense?
Where the request comes from.
Next question. It's clear that darkness is necessary because without it we won't feel the light. Darkness meaning the forces of separation, and light meaning the forces of unity. You agree or not? I can't hear you. Good.
Yes.
So what's the connection between them? Bala Sulam gives an example that it's like the oil, the wick, and the light that shines. Where are we in this whole picture? Between the oil, the wick, and the light. The forces of separation, the forces of unity, and the wick in between, the masach, right? How do we operate here in order for the forces of the darkness to eventually, through the wick, turn into fuel and will give me light? And is the light present at all, or through the masach, through the efforts, we simply invert the forces of darkness into light? Go ahead. How are we supposed to work, in short, with this depiction? Each of us being a small candle, just for us today.
Okay. Actually, that darkness that's in us, it itself is the posterior of the light, and this gives us all the forces that we need in order to ignite the candle, to light the candle. If in us there is fuel, and there's a masach in us, then the light, actually, we can light. We can ignite it. We only need the connection with its source, but all this burning comes from below. We're talking about this compromise, about the connection, about integration. How do we reach that? In what way do I connect with everyone, reach the connection, identification, to an embrace, to be as one man in one heart? Is the question clear? No. I want it to be unclear. A little hint. After all, each remains in the darkness within, in his ego. So what is it called to concede? What is it called to connect, to integrate? Talk. Together, we all in the center of the group, we're looking for the solution. No one is smart. Rather, we each add, and this is how we find it. Okay? That's how we reach. There's a black point that remains.
How can we depict the connection for ourselves if we unite, connect the candles of each and every one. How does our ego connect to? All of us have to reach a state where our entire will to receive becomes a single desire. How do we achieve that? Where we don't hide it, and it too reaches correction. How do we connect ourselves like Lego, where the whole form, just like their faces are not similar, so are their desires not similar? How do we put all that together like Lego? How do we find the connection between us? How do we get this picture out of it? This picture is the picture of the higher world, of the Creator. This is how we get it out of the shop. We bought, puzzle. We bought a puzzle at the shop, and we have to put it together. And on the puzzle, it says Creator. On the box, it says Creator. So, great. How do we do it? Are you ready or not? Moshe, I can't hear you. The box is on your table. Come on. Shovich, take that into consideration when you're building your games.
$600,000
pieces to the puzzle. They're a puzzle.
Okay, I see that you're incapable for the time being. The problem is such. The form of the Creator, I don't know. It's not that I got a box and there's a picture there that I need to put this parts from the same picture. Right. You know what a puzzle is, yes? I don't hear. Wonderful. Good children. That's one thing. Meaning I don't have an example, I don't have a picture, I don't have anything. I don't know how I construct the Creator. No. Next. Other than that, this puzzle is very complicated. It's not just that there's 600,000 parts, but each and every part, after all, we see who we are. Every single part is very multifaceted, and I need to come to completion, or suitability, and each needs to connect to everyone. So it comes out that this is not an area, and not even just three-dimensional. It is no-dimensional. It's something that's like simply a ball or a sphere that you could say, oh, there are 600,000 areas, and they all together become a ball. Maybe like that you can look at it. How do we come to the right approach and to the right connection?
No.
Well, okay, try. There needs to be here a secret, a key, something, a means. If we superficially go to construct this puzzle, we see what happens with everyone in this whole world. This disbursement of wickeds is good for us and good for the whole world. Full constructed puzzle.
Okay, so let's say that we're trying to put together the puzzle and we can't. We can't, right? What do we do? Ask. Good. Meaning some kind of a prayer. Meaning that only the Creator can help the reforming light. Good. How, then, do we reach that by seeing that we can't do anything?
Uh,
And how is our state called then, where we nullify ourselves, helpless, despair, and the state itself? The prayer is the action, and the state, nullification. Nullification, that's our whole topic. Now, last question, and then you'll get breakfast. How does it happen so that our nullification puts together, comprises, builds the first form of the Creator? Why does our nullification give us the form? Still not clear, not with down to details, but already gives us the form of the Creator.
Ну, давай пошёл. Ло, אתם חושבים מדי עמוק, אני מרגיש.
Пошёл. You're thinking too deeply. It's simple. It's a game of words, literally. What is the connection between the nullification and the form of the Creator? The picture of the Creator.
The question which is asked, why is the form of the embryo, the ubar, is the form of the Creator? Why is the form of the ubar, the embryo, is the form of the Creator, which is revealed? I'm asking from the other side now. As if you answered this, and now I'm asking why.